I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, July 5th. With less than 2 weeks left to qualify for the ballot for the city municipal election, the number of Quincy residents who've taken out papers to run for office now stands at 24. Kevin Geary II pulled papers on Friday to run for the Ward 1 seats on the city council. The incumbent Ward 1 councilor Dave McCarthy had previously taken out papers to run for re-election and has returned his nomination papers with the requisite 50 certified signatures. Geary is the fourth resident to pull papers to challenge an incumbent ward councilor in the fall election. In Ward 2, incumbent Anthony Andronico is facing a potential challenge from Richard Ash. In Ward 4, incumbent James Devine facing a potential challenge from Matthew Lyons. And in Ward 6, incumbent William Harris is facing a challenge from Deborah Riley. The incumbent Ward 3, Councillor Ian Kane, is unopposed so far. And the incumbent Ward 5 Councillor Chuck Phelan is not running again. Two residents have taken out papers for Ward 5, Richard Iacobucci and Dan Minton. In addition to McCarthy, Devine, Harris, and Minton had all qualified for the ballot as of late Friday. Three residents have taken out papers to run for the three at-large council seats, including the incumbents Nina Lang and Noel DeBona, along with Scott Campbell. In addition to the city council races, the fall ballot may include races for mayor and school committee. Three residents have taken out papers to run for mayor, incumbent Tom Koch, along with Ann Mahoney, at-large councilor, and James Maloney. Koch has qualified for the ballot. And seven residents have taken out papers to run for the three seats on the school committee that are up for re-election this year, including the incumbents Paul Bergoli, Kathy Hubley, and Frank Santoro, and challengers Kathy Campbell, Courtney Perdios, Liberty Schaff, and Vincent Tran. Bergoli, Hubley, Perdios, and Tran have all qualified. If all seven candidates did qualify, then a preliminary election would have to be held August 29th to eliminate one candidate. A preliminary would also be required if more than two candidates qualify for the ballot in the mayor's race or in any of the ward council races, or if seven people qualified in the councilor at large contest. A total of 15 Quincy firefighters and police officers with more than 270 years of combined service were promoted during a pair of ceremonies on Friday afternoon. The five firefighters and 10 police officers received their promotions at back-to-back ceremonies held in the Great Hall with dozens of their family, friends, and colleagues in attendance. City Clerk Nicole Crispo issued the oath of office and received pins from members of their families. First up were the fire department promotions. Mark Kennedy was promoted to the rank of captain from lieutenant, and William Kelly, Wendell Cosgrove, David DeYoung, and Joseph Verlicchio were all promoted to the rank of lieutenant. The firefighters were promoted a day before the department brought Ladder 4 back into service after more than 30 years. Fire Chief Joe Jackson noted that the new ladder will be based out of the Howe's Neck station on C Street, along with Engine 6, effective Saturday, which was the start of the new fiscal year. And the police department promotions followed. James Flaherty and Ralph Willard were promoted to captain from lieutenant. Four officers, James Parisi, Brian Flaherty, Joseph Lenke, and David Pacino, were promoted from sergeant to lieutenant. And four officers, Christian Donovan, Christopher McDermott, Thomas Pepjanovich, and Michael Dugan, were made sergeants. The promotions will fill vacancies created by retirements and the promotion of Mark Kennedy to chief. The chief said the two new captains, Flaherty and Willard, would take charge of the department's special operations and traffic control units. Now, some changes to the way Quincy Fire Department apparatus are dispersed across the city beginning this past Saturday. A fourth ladder truck did go into service at the Howe's Neck station. The fourth ladder will be in service at all times. It was added with the addition of more firefighters in the new fiscal year budget. In addition, the ladder truck from the Wollaston station has been relocated to the West Quincy station. and Rescue 1 has been moved from central headquarters to the Wollaston station. There are now ladder trucks located at the North Quincy, West Quincy, Quincy Center, and Housneck stations. The city recently purchased used ladder trucks from Harwich and Wisconsin, and a new ladder truck is on order. A fire crew in Quincy helped out an elderly man mow his lawn after he was struggling to tackle the chore yesterday. 69-year-old Don Perowitz was trying to tackle mowing his overgrown lawn yesterday afternoon with a manual lawnmower, but with bad hips that are scheduled for surgery next month and an 80-year-old push mower, he was having trouble getting the job done. As he was becoming exasperated with the lawn, he noticed some firefighters heading back to their station, central headquarters, right across the street, and jokingly asked them if he could borrow their mower. However, they didn't just let Perowitz borrow the mower. A crew of six firefighters equipped with a mower, trimmer, and blower helped to whip the overgrown lawn right back into shape. The act of kindness became a hit on Facebook, with Perowitz poking fun at their choice of calling him elderly. However, the good deed really struck a chord with him and his girlfriend. Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, releasing its annual Metropolitan Beaches Water Quality Report card. Just past week, the card covers the metropolitan region's public beaches in Lynn, Nahant, Revere, Winthrop, East Boston, South Boston, Dorchester, Quincy, and Hull, owned by the state and managed by the DCR. It's based on data from the last beach season. In 2022, overall water quality safety rating for the Boston Harbor region was 93%, up from the previous year's score of 86%. The beaches south of Boston continue to be among the cleanest urban beaches in the country, with Carson Beach, Pleasure Bay, and City Point each earning perfect scores last year. 11 beaches earned scores of 90% or more. In Quincy, Wollaston Beach scored 88%. Randolph firefighters had to brave the heat and humidity battling a house fire Monday morning. Randolph Fire Chief Ron Casford says they were called to the single-family home on Allen Street at about 8:15 a.m. When crews arrived, there was heavy fire coming from the back of the house. Casford said the flames spread quickly from the first floor up to the second and attic. Crews had the fire under control in less than an hour. Casford says the family who lives there was out of town. Nobody was home when the fire broke out, and no firefighters were hurt battling the fire, but the heat and humidity made it difficult. Crews from Avon, Braintree, Holbrook, and Milton assisted Randolph at the scene. The cause of that fire is under investigation. Well, the New England Free Jacks will play for the first Major League Rugby title in franchise history on July 8th after they won their 11th match in a row, 25-7 in the semifinals against Old Glory DC at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy on Saturday. New England improved to 15-2 on the season and 23-2 at Veterans Stadium over the past 3 years. This was the first Free Jacks playoff victory in franchise history, having lost to Rugby New York in last year's semifinals. The game was played in front of a sellout crowd at Veterans Stadium in Quincy. New England faces the San Diego Legion for the Major League Rugby Championship on July 8th at 3 p.m. in Chicago. San Diego beat the Seattle Seawolves 32-10 in the Western Conference Final on Sunday. A check of business news this morning. Stocks opened the day in positive territory. The Dow up 10. The NASDAQ rose 28. The S&P adding 5. Asian stocks sank. The dollar rose. The euro was flat. Oil at $70 a barrel. Sports: Rangers beat the Red Sox 6-2. Series continues at Fenway Park at 7:10 tonight. Forecast from the National Weather Service today: hazy, warm, and humid. The high of 90 degrees. For tonight, cloudy, some fog, a low 66. Tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid. High 91. Same thing Friday, hazy sunshine, high 90 degrees. Could see some storms around on Saturday, the high of 87. For the boater today, waves about a foot. Wind out of the west becoming southeast later today and a high tide at 1:45 p.m. Sunrise 5:13, set at 8:23. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, July 5th.